Welcome again to the second class in this series on the Brahma-viharas, or divine abodes, these beautiful qualities of heart that arise naturally in the absence of, when we're not caught up and we're not stuck in anger and other afflictive emotions, greed, cruelty, kind of naturally arise and also can be cultivated. So over these weeks, we'll be speaking about and practicing with these four qualities of loving kindness, of compassion, of appreciative joy, and of equanimity. And what I'd like to do this week, and I think we'll do this every week, is to begin with a period of meditation. And the meditation will be cultivating the first of these divine abodes, first of these qualities of heart, of loving kindness. So we'll begin with just allowing ourselves to arrive and cultivating the basic practice of mindfulness. And then we'll settle in and invite this quality of loving kindness to arise. And so if you begin by finding a comfortable and relaxed posture, so sit in a way that's comfortable. Just, you can allow your eyes to close. See if you can relax the muscles around the eyes and the facial muscles, the jaw. You might make just a few movements of the jaw. We carry a lot of tension there. Tend to carry a lot of tension in the face. So just to relax and let that area soften. Let your attention come into the body. Just feel the body here on the chair. Feel the sensations of contact. Feel your thighs and buttocks and back touching the surface beneath or behind you. Feel the warmth, pressure. Perhaps there's tingling or pulsing. It's opening to the sensations of the body being here now. Feel the hands touching the legs or one hand touching the other. Feel those points of contact. Bring awareness to your breathing. Notice if your breath is, if your breathing is tight or constricted in any way, and you might take a few full breaths. Just a deep inhalation, let the body fill with breath, fill with air, and then on the out breath, just release, let go of any tension, any tightness, any stress you might be bringing in with you. Deep in breath, and then on the out breath, releasing, letting go. If it's helpful, you can use the phrase, breathing in, I calm my body. Breathing out, I calm my mind. In this way, inviting a quality of calm and relaxation to the body and to the mind. As much as you can, allow yourself to be here. you might consciously put to one side the cares of the day. Maybe you've had a very busy, active, maybe even stressful day. See if you can make the choice to just let that be. Let the thoughts and concerns be dealt with at another time, and allow yourself to be here as fully as you can now. There may be concerns about the future, some anxiety or some fear, some tightness in the body, tightness in the mind. See if you can put that to one side too, and allow yourself to be here now, feeling the body here on the chair, letting yourself be as fully present as you can be for this time that we'll be together this evening. You might consciously cultivate an intention to be present. So as you breathe in, just know that you're breathing in. And as you breathe out, know that you're breathing out. As you sit here, just know that you're here. You might notice how it feels when you're here. And when you're lost in thought, memories, plans, worries. And when you notice that you are caught up in thinking, just choose to come back again. Just to let your attention come back to the body, to the breath. Just to being here now. Just be here in a relaxed and alert way. Let your heart be soft and open. Caring about this life that's here. Meeting your experience as much as you can with kindness, with love. As much as you can, let go of plans, worries, the concerns of the day and of the week. And we'll begin the practice of loving kindness using some traditional phrases, and you might just silently repeat these to yourself, or if you prefer, use your own words or phrases. And beginning with ourselves, because it's hard to open our hearts to others in a genuine way if we're closed to ourselves, if we're harsh or unkind or judgmental. So inviting a quality of kindness, friendliness to ourselves. May I be filled with loving kindness. May I be filled with loving kindness. Just sending that wish to yourself. May I be filled with loving kindness. Or may I be held in loving kindness. May I be healthy and well. May I be healthy and well. Just wishing for yourself good health, physical, mental, the quality of well-being. It helps, you can put your hand on your heart, on your chest. May I be healthy and well. See if you can allow yourself to feel that wish, that aspiration. May I be healthy and well. May I be peaceful and happy. May I be peaceful and happy. May I live with ease. May I live with ease. Just sending that wish to yourself. To live with a quality of peace and ease, free of stress and suffering. May I live with ease. And as you repeat these phrases, you might hold an image of yourself in your heart and mind. Perhaps yourself as you are now, or yourself as a baby or a child. So find the words and phrases that work for you. If you feel a lot of self-judgment, you might use the phrase, "May I accept myself just as I am?" Or may I accept things just as they are? You might particularly connect with the area of the heart, and sending these wishes of loving kindness. May I be filled with loving kindness. May I be healthy and well. May I be peaceful and happy. May I live with ease. May I live with ease. So see how it is for the next few minutes to just silently repeat these or your own phrases or words, or if you prefer, just to touch into the feeling of wishing loving kindness and happiness for yourself. If you find the mind has wandered and you're lost in thought, just let your attention come back to the phrases or the words that you're using. And sometimes it can happen that this practice can actually bring up the opposite of loving kindness. It can bring up resistance, aversion, more difficult qualities of heart and mind. And that's not a problem at all when it happens. Just see if you can bring awareness and kindness to whatever is present. If you're not able to feel those qualities in this moment, you might just have the intention just of sowing the seeds, sending these wishes of kindness and well-being to yourself, then later to others. And they can bloom at any time. We don't know when, but what we're doing is sowing the seeds. So sending these wishes, kindness, well-being to yourself. May I be filled with loving kindness. And it can be helpful if you bring a smile or a half smile to your face. Put your hand on your heart. Just connecting with this life that's here. This body, this heart, this mind. The Buddha said we could travel all around the world, all around the universe, and never find anyone as dear as ourselves. We're not putting ourselves on a pedestal above anybody, but we're not putting ourselves below anybody. We deserve to be happy as much as anyone else in this world. So just connecting with that wish for ourselves. May I be filled with loving kindness. May I be healthy and well. May I be peaceful and happy. May I live with ease. May I live with ease. And in these last few minutes of the meditation, if you like, you might extend these wishes out to another person, perhaps to somebody who's very dear to you, and touching into their wish to be happy and to be safe, well. And sending them wishes of loving kindness. Perhaps holding an image in your mind and heart of this person or this being. And touching into the feelings that are present, that are arising in the body. sending them loving kindness. May you be filled with loving kindness, held in loving kindness. May you be healthy and well. May you be peaceful, happy. May you live with ease. May you live with ease. So, welcome again, and very happy to be with you for this second class. I'd like to take a few minutes to check in with you about how this has been so far for you, how it has been to do the reading, kind of what your understanding of this practice has been from the reading, how your practice has been, if you've been able to do any of the meditations. Perhaps some of you have been doing them a long time. But just to check in, do you find it helpful to use the phrases? Are there particular words or phrases that resonate for you? Anyone like to share anything about how this practice has been, or any difficulties that have arisen for you in the practice? Anything? How is it going? So you're sharing about how you practice with these for some months and the changes that have taken place and the shifts and the benefits, and then reaching a place of okay, what's next, and then working with that. No, is there a kind of, is there a question that you have about the practice, or is it kind of more a sharing of that kind of that journey for you?
Yeah, sharing of journey.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's great that you're doing that in a kind of a long term and in a kind of systematic way, incorporating them into your practice. I want to just share a little of my own experience of when I first practiced. You know, I went to retreats and there was always, you know, some loving kindness. At least once a day there would be a heart meditation or loving kindness meditation. And I have to say for myself, for a number of years, I don't think I really got it. You know, I kind of thought that it was a little bit like wishful thinking, a little bit like, you know, kind of almost a little new agey. You know, how, you know, if we wish something, then everything will be okay. You know, and that was that kind of feel about it. And it took me quite a while, perhaps a number of years, to see, to get to know, and I don't claim to have kind of plumbed the whole of the depth of the Brahma Viharas because they really are immeasurable, but really a shift in seeing, wow, we really can change the way we can change our minds. We really can cultivate qualities of heart and mind by inclining our minds in that direction. We can actually cultivate compassion by acting kindly, wishing kindness on ourselves and on others. We can be more loving by cultivating those loving qualities of heart and mind. We can experience more joy in the well-being of others by cultivating these qualities of heart and mind. And we can cultivate equanimity by really reflecting on the truth of about life, of, you know, the joys and sorrows of life, and holding them in a balanced and equal and even kind of a way. That we can change our minds, we can actually transform ourselves by the basic mindfulness practices of opening to our experience and letting things be as they are without clinging to them, without resisting, just opening. And that, you know, as the I was speaking about last week, the you know, we can, as the Buddha said, abandon what's unskillful and we can cultivate the good. You know, he says, you know, you can do this. If I didn't think you could do it, I wouldn't ask you to do it. You know, if by doing it, it would lead to harm, I wouldn't ask you to do it. But because it leads to positive qualities, it leads to happiness, it leads to well-being, therefore I ask you to abandon what's unskillful, cultivate the good. And it's kind of, it's a very inspiring thing when we have this experience of actually seeing, oh yeah, I can actually cultivate these qualities of heart and mind, and something happens when I do. Maybe it's I don't get so caught up in anger or you know, charged reactions to somebody who in other circumstances I might. I can actually see people in a different way than I might otherwise before. You know, I might have done before or in otherwise might have done. Just one more little anecdote. I was at the Kinko's FedEx today, and there's a guy who manages it, and I had a kind of a little bit of a hard time with him some time before about a job, which was a complicated job, which I felt they kind of screwed up, you know. It's kind of, and then when I raised it with him, I felt he was being really kind of like, as though I was accusing him. And I was kind of trying in a very, you know, as equanimous a way as I could to say, look, this is what we asked you to do and this is what you did. But there was like, I felt a real kind of defensiveness, and that kind of raised, you know, my own kind of reactivity. You know, and then I saw him today, you know, and I can really practice loving kindness. He is a really good example of somebody that, and I really did see him in a different way, kind of just by, you know, I mean, I didn't quite get to love him, you know, but I actually felt, oh, yeah, you know, I could see this person, you know, there's reasons why, you know, if he was defensive and reactive, there were things that kind of created those conditions, and I could open to that, then I could hold that, you know, that larger picture, that larger experience. And I was able to feel him and see him in a different way. And it just feels like these, you know, we have these, this possibility towards all sorts of people and all sorts of, you know, different relationships. Sometimes they're close to us and we, you know, we feel they're pushing our buttons, and maybe they're more distant. Maybe they're talk show hosts, you know. Just to kind of raise a current situation, you know, in our... anyway, won't go there. Won't go there right now. maybe we'll do that a little bit further down the line, you know. We'll do the difficult person, you know, that kind of is coming up on the agenda a few weeks. Give you a little bit of warning for that one.